We are all called to be saints, but we're not all called to be a Saint Margaret of Cortona. The saint we celebrate today, she had a radical conversion at a certain point in her life. She grew up kind of a wild young girl and eventually left her hometown to shack up, for lack of a better term, with a nobleman. And see, it wasn't appropriate in those times for the nobleman just to go ahead and marry this peasant girl. And it was actually more acceptable for the peasant girl to be his mistress. People kind of understood that as being more acceptable. And so that's what Margaret of Cortona did. She lived in her lord's or master's home for about 10 years as his mistress. And the man kept promising her that he would eventually marry her, and not surprisingly, never did. That may not be an unfamiliar story to some of us. And so Margaret of Cortona just kept living as his mistress for 10 years until one day this man went out on a venture and did not return. And instead, his favorite dog came back and tugged on Margaret and led her out to where the dead body of her lover was. And it was upon seeing the corruption of his body and understanding the vanity of the world that she had a radical conversion, changed into a great penitent and a great mystic and saint. And so I say we're not all called to be like Saint Margaret of Cortona, certainly not in her former life as a sinner, and not even as her life as a saint, that is, in the same manner, to the same degree, with the same gifts. But the Catechism says that all Christians in any state or walk of life are called to the fullness of Christian life and to the perfection of charity. This is paragraph 2013. So that means every single one of us are all called to be saints. We can all be saints, arrive at the perfection of charity. All are called to holiness. Be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. In order to reach this perfection, the faithful should use the strength dealt out to them by Christ's gift, so that, doing the will of the Father in everything, they may wholeheartedly devote themselves to the glory of God and to the service of their neighbor. So that's where the distinction comes in, right? All are called to holiness, yes, but according to the strength dealt out to them by Christ's gift. And not all are dealt the same strength and the same gifts. We are all dealt the minimum strength to observe the commandments. And so we see in Saint Margaret's former life, she was not doing the bare minimum. She was clearly not loving God with the strength given her. So everyone is given the strength to observe the commandments. But not everyone is given the strength to practice heroic penance in the way that Saint Margaret did. Right? Penance to a lesser degree could still be considered for heroic to someone who's been given less strength by Christ. So you see how we can all love God with all of our strength, but our strengths are different. And this is what we should examine ourselves on every day. Am I loving God with all of my strength, with all of the strength that He has given me? In doing the will of the Father in everything. Now, the will of the Father will be different for each of us. Some are given the strength to embrace the evangelical counsels of poverty, chastity, and obedience, and become religious. Others are not. It's not given to everyone. Some are given the strength to marry and have children. Others are not. So we all must discern and love God with all of our strength in the state to which he has called us and in the manner and degree according to Christ's gift. Saint Margaret of Cortona, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Fructum ventris tuum.